Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Well, hey, Gene.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. It's Friday, and it's not just any Friday. Today is Friday at Foggy Bluff later on this evening. Also, I'm going to get to see our good friend Kathy Price today. She's in Brevard County.
Oh, nice. Well, tell her
you
I
may
said
stop
hi.
And pick you up and take you along with me?
Well, I don't know. I honestly don't know what I'm doing from moment to moment anymore, any time of my day of my life.
Yeah, that's the retired life, I tell you. Must be nice. I don't know how that is. I know almost every moment of my life is scheduled for something.
Oh, I know. And, you know, I do appreciate it because you kind of keep track of stuff for me with the show and everything, you know.
Hey, I do my best. I do my best. But did we not have a great show last night with Elisa Kaler?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What an amazing show.
Well, you know what's so funny? Elisa called me like 30 seconds after the show ended. My phone's ringing. And I talked to her for another hour and a half after the after an hour-long show. She and I continued this conversation. After it was, she just needed to talk more. Today we're talking about Halloween memories, but before we do that, we have a little business to conduct.
Okay.
We have a trivia question to give one more hint on and see if anybody's going to call. So far, nobody's emailed us, but we do have four or five names in our box for drawings. Most
if you want to hurry up and give us a call right now, you can. 516-418-5651. Or send us an email, contactgeneandmary@gmail.com.
I know.
We'll get that right now.
I talked to Linda Humphrey quite a bit yesterday in a chat about the show. And so because of that, she gets a little... You know, she gets her name thrown in. She's trying really hard, but has some difficulties. She's in Tennessee, so she's in a different time zone. But she also has been hoarse. And I told her, I said, that's what email's for. If your voice is not projecting or if you're on a different time zone and our noon is not convenient for you, call. I mean, not call, but email. So people can do we have options. Always have options. So let's see. Trivia. The question is, who is Wile E. Coyote always trying to catch? And the hints are, this was a cartoon created by Chuck Jones. The cartoon Beep Prepared, featuring this duo, was nominated for an Academy Award in 1961. The character that Wile E. Coyote is always trying to catch cannot harm Wile E. except by going beep, beep. No outside force can harm the coyote, only his own ineptitude or the failure of Acme products. Now, the final hint is Wile E. Coyote is always more humiliated than he is harmed by his failures. Although I think if I were driven like a pile driver down into the ground from an anvil falling on my head, I don't think I'd be worried about humiliation. I'd be hurt. But if anybody other than Sharon Black, because she did know the answer, so she got an extra point for knowing the answer. But if anybody other than Sharon knows the answer to this question, please call in before 12:15 today. You've got a few more minutes. Anyway, how many minutes before 12:15? What is it? You got 10 minutes. Call us in 10 minutes. 516-418-5651 with the answer or a guess if you don't know the answer. So, Gene, have I lost you, Gene?
Hi. No.
I lost you, man. What happened? Where you go?
I drifted away for a moment. Sometimes I do that. Just kind of drift off and I have to snap back. Sorry.
Man, I don't know. I might have to fire you from this highly paid position that you're in right now. I guess you do get what you pay for, right?
That's what it is, yeah. I just have trouble with my mute button because if I push mute so that I can make a noise and nobody has to hear it, the mute turns green. And to me, green means go, and that means I'm going to talk. But that's I got to learn to remember that. That if it's green, that means stop. And
yeah.
Quiet again, and then I can talk. So.
Well, don't feel bad. I never forget about you. My studio, when I click the button to bring in a caller, it turns red.
Ah.
And I'm like, the first time I did that, I was punching and punching, waiting for it to go green, and it never did.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we're here to talk about our favorite Halloween memories. And I love that we're making Halloween memories for so many families and friends by working the house on Foggy Bluff. That's an event, and it is staged at Green Gables of historic Riverview Village, which is a 123-year-old Victorian home that Be Unique has been working with. This is what we do. We work with other nonprofits, but we've been working with them to keep this house from being destroyed. And I feel very confident that we're going to do this. All they have to do is get the grant that they applied for.
Yep,
and
just wait on the governor to sign the budget, and we're good.
Yeah, that's going to be so cool. So,
yeah.
I mean, I know that you and I have both been portraying ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you one of my Halloween memories. I mean,
a ghost
is an easy thing to make for trick or treat. Now, I never made my kids into ghosts. When I was growing up, there were 8 children in the family. My oldest brother, Mike, was always the Halloween costumer, and he tore up many, many sheets for us to make us into things other than ghosts. And one of my all-time favorite Halloween memories was of my sister Bernadette being wrapped up from head to toe in strips about 2 inches wide. He turned her into a mummy.
Wow.
By the time we finished trick-or-treating, that sheet was dragging behind her. But, I mean, he covered her literally just like you would a mummy. And she could barely walk because he made her legs really close together.
Uh-huh.
But he covered every inch of her. We liked it because it kept her quiet. And then another year, he turned me into a robot. And he just used left. Now, my brother Mike is the king of upcycling and recycling. He used old bits and pieces and tools and dryer vent, anything that was left lying around that my father didn't need anymore, he turned into costumes for us every Halloween. And I don't know what he's doing this year, but many years ago, his house in a little town called Springfield, Georgia, was the house to go to for Halloween. It was on a smaller scale, but it was as fantastic as The House on Foggy Bluff. He had coffins with real people in them. He had ghosts and ghouls and goblins. It was always something interesting going on at his house.
Very nice.
Well, yeah.
Was it out in the yard and stuff? Like
yes.
The neighbors would drive
yes.
by
always,
and look at stuff?
Yes.
Very cool.
And he
Very
didn't
cool.
do the things like, you know, now people can go to the store and buy an inflatable and stick it in their yard. All of his stuff was homemade, handmade.
Sure.
All right, we got 5 minutes before this show is over.
Oh.
And I want to hear one of your Halloween memories.
Well, okay. I've actually got a couple. I'm not really have never been big on Halloween. I remember as a child when I was in probably second grade or third or fourth, I don't know, grade somewhere. We had a Halloween party, and my sister was a little younger than me, and we did it in our basement. And we made a little coffin with a dummy in it and did colored light bulbs, and it was pretty cool. We had her party, and then an hour later we had my party, and it was pretty fun. But, you know, that's really about the only Halloween kind of really thing. I'm a good big jack-o'-lantern carver. I was banished to a Catholic boarding school in the frozen tundra of North Dakota 1 year. And I was a little Protestant boy, and I was definitely culturally out of the circle. But Halloween came, and I won the pumpkin carving contest because all the girls in the girls' dorm were the judges, and they loved my pumpkin, and they all became my friends. And, of course, that was not real good for me and all the boys in the boy dorm. I didn't last there real long. But it was fun. I didn't care because, I mean, I made one of the coolest pumpkins in the whole lineup there. It was pretty
That's
fun.
That's really
I'm do
cool.
one this year.
You know, there's a family that you and I both know on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Vance family, Heidi Vance.
Yeah.
And Sammy's Buddy Benches.
Mm-hmm.
They have four children, and the parents get involved in it every year. They all do a jack-o'-lantern carving family contest. And then they put the pictures of the pumpkins online and let people vote for their favorite one.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I don't know if they've declared the winner yet or not. I think they wait till after Halloween to declare the winner. We've got just a couple minutes left, so maybe now's a good time to have our drawing for this week's trivia. Let me double check the email, see if we have any last minute emailers.
Okay.
Nope.
No, last week I was pretty sure I knew the answer, and
I
wasn't correct. And
what do you think the answer is now? Who is Wile E. Coyote always trying to catch?
Well, I mean, it's got to be the Roadrunner.
Yes! Boop, 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 boop.
Yes.
Good job. You got one right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, The Roadrunner. That used to be one of my favorite shows. But
yeah.
I always cheered for the coyote because he was the underdog.
Well, yeah. You know, knowing, you know, he's never going to make it. But come on, man, you got it this time. You can do it.
He would get so close, and then all of a sudden, and he'd run away.
Yeah.
He was fast.
Oh, man.
All right, so I'm shaking and shaking. You tell me when to pull a ticket out, and I'm going to pull out one of these names.
Okay, a little drum roll.
Can you hear him?
Okay, stop.
All right, let's see. It is, come on. Linda Humphrey. Wow.
Linda.
She was the last person to communicate with me this week about this show. She wanted to join in and just didn't, you know, she couldn't because of her voice. And I said, but you get the opportunity because you've been chatting with me about the show. I really thought Sharon Black was going to get it because she was so, I mean, she had so many entries in here.
But you never know.
I really thought Sharon was going to get it. But I know, if I know Sharon, like I think I know Sharon, she'll get it anyway. She'll get it next time. She's already won. She's already won two gifts from us. So I'm kind of glad to be able to send it to somebody else. I'm afraid I'm going to start boring Sharon with some of our gifts, but maybe not. Hey, I guess if I bored her, she wouldn't continue.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I've got some cool things, too. I'll have to get to you. Well, some good gifts coming up here.
Awesome. I've got a busy, busy afternoon. I have to get myself turned around for this ghost walk. I have to get some things together to take to Kathy
totally
Price.
I got to psych up for this thing tonight. It's out of my realm of normalcy. So
Kathy Price is technically the sponsor, one of the sponsors. Well, I guess she'd be the sponsor of Take a Break because she has given us gifts to share. So, with that note, yes, yeah, she's given us gifts, and that's really cool. On that note, I'm going to say, I'll see you later, Gene, and everybody else, we'll see you on Monday. And
have a great weekend and enjoy the
wonderful Halloween. It's a full moon. It's a super moon.
Soak up some of that moonshine out there.
Yeah. All right, Gene. We'll talk to you later. Bye, everybody.
See you, Mary. Bye.